Because Hardrip is in Brixton. Padraig can speak this. Hello to you.
Hi. Yeah, not a dissimilar situation here in Brixton, as we've just heard. Up north of the river, it would seem the trouble is moving south of the river. Just to run through what's happened in Brixton during the day quickly, there was a reggae festival during the day here. That all, I was here, quite a sort of street party, carnival type atmosphere, all went very well. That finished, the crowd started to disperse, the police stood down, and then I would say maybe an hour or two after that had finished, it flared on Cold Harbour Lane, which is a stretch of road into the main, adjoining the main sort of Brixton High Street drag there. There were running battles between about, I would say, you know, 150, 200 youths were charging at riot police. They smashed a William Hill window. They set bins on fire, etc. And now what we're seeing as the night progresses is that replicated, sort of flashpoints all along Brixton High Street. I've seen Vodafone looted. I've seen a Foot Locker looted and set on fire. I've seen Marks and Spencer's attacked. I've seen striking the number of telephone, you know, mobile phone stockists that are being targeted, and I guess, you know, small valuable items that you can disappear with quickly. The crowd are now moving up Brixton Hill, and I'm standing outside Halfords on the other side of the road, and they've just smashed through the doors of Halfords. They're taking bikes out the front entrance. I have to say, what really struck me was how the small number of police officers that there actually seem to be on Brixton High Street responding to this. I mean, we when they were knocking through Foot Locker and Vodafone side by side, they were going at it for, you know, a good 20 minutes, I would say, before a police officer or a police van showed on the scene. And now, me outside Halfords here, they're stealing bicycles, and still no very tangible police presence yet.
Why are you out tonight?
Because I'm a journalist and it's my job.
And the size of crowd that's around there, can you give us a sense of the size of crowd?
I'd say at its worst on Cold Harbour Lane, I would say 150. I would say now outside Halfords, we've got about 40. But there's, you know, there's groups of people, you know, that have separated from the main crowd, if you will, going off side roads. One other thing, Stephen, which struck me outside Vodafone, and was one of the men they arrested who was smashing up Vodafone when the police eventually did arrive. They you know, manhandled him onto the pavement, as you'd expect, and he had one of those anarchist-style masks on, and they pulled that off, and he was not what you would expect, you know, sort of a relatively well-to-do looking 30-something white guy. He threw away a bag that he was carrying, very deliberately threw it away when he was apprehended by police. And that would seem to suggest some of the reports we're hearing are true around some sort of orchestrated thing here.
You've given a very vivid description tonight. And from what I've gathered from you, there are major shops being raided in Brixton as we speak, and the police are not there. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I mean, the police at the high street, at the main parade of shops beside the tube station in Brixton, where the main violence flared, there are, you know, four or five riot vans there now, and those shops are cordoned off, riot police with shields, etc. But I followed lots of the sort of other demonstrations in London over the last 12 months, and this tactic of small groups breaking away in various directions and running and targeting different places is being adopted here tonight. Now, whether it's orchestrated or not, we can never be sure, but the point is that the police are finding it very hard to keep up.
And just finally, and thank you for this, describe to me what you can see around you now.
Well, they've moved on from Halfords now, so we've got, there's a small number of police officers that have attended to Halfords, and the group have split. It looks like sort of in two. One are going further up to Brixton Hill, Tulse Hill direction, and one have turned left. So as we've been speaking, they've dispersed.
And the police, are they in riot gear? Do they have dogs?
Not the ones here. I mean, you see, I suppose given Brixton's history here, you have to wonder whether, you know, is this a deliberately sort of soft touch style of policing, or is it just incompetence?
And you've seen them walking away with goods and possessions, have you?
Well, I mean, one of the most striking images for me tonight was a young girl, I'd say about 14 years of age, dressed out for a night out, obviously, with literally, you couldn't see her head with the amount of sort of belts and accessories that she was carrying out of Foot Locker, trainers, the lot. It was amazing, really. Staggering.
And you get a sense of the lawlessness that...
Yeah,
it's a statement of fact. This is...
It is, and I suppose, it. You know, this is my home turf as well. You know, I live not far from here, and to see Brixton, which is recently renovated, of course, outside the Ritzy and outside the Town Hall, looking really at its best Brixton for some time, to see it really like this is quite sad, really. I have to say, just as I'm talking to you, probably the most sort of significant thing has started to happen in terms of tonight's trouble in Brixton, and that is it started to rain.